Hi everyone, I'm going to be talking about Patricia Alatorre, who was 13 years old. She was contacted by Armando Cruz, 24 years old, who was twice her age. They found each other on social media and they kept communication. Armando Cruz convinced Patricia to meet up with him in person two occasions to engage with him in sexual acts. He knew that she was 13 years old. Now, on the first visit, he convinced her to give him oral sex. He drove from Los Angeles to Bakersfield, where Patricia lived, 90 miles away, 2 hours, a 2-hour drive. Now, the second meet, was the last time anybody saw Patricia alive, which was July 1st, around 11:30 p.m. Patricia had placed clothing under her covers to make it seem she was sleeping. So when the family noticed that she went missing, they did a police report. They thought that she was a runaway because mostly kids, they like to run away. Due to Patricia's search, they located surveillance videos which showed Patricia getting into a white old model pickup truck. They found a person of interest, which was Armando Cruz, because his truck matched, the truck from the video surveillance. Cruz was arrested July 6th and was charged with 12 felony counts. The crime was said to be the worst crime they ever seen, what happened to Patricia. Now, Cruz has said that day, Patricia got into his pickup truck. He took her around the block, for a ride. Patricia started crying, screaming, telling him that she didn't want to go with him. He wanted to force her to have sex with him. She kept struggling. She really couldn't because, she's so tiny and, he was bigger than her. He strangled poor Patricia. And after strangling her, he raped her while she was dead 2 times. And then, he said to himself that he didn't want to get in trouble. So he took her body with him. He poured lighter fluid on her body and set her on fire. So, ever since the family found out what happened to Patricia, they've been so sad. They're trying to come up, with a way to raise money for her funeral. They have done memorials for her around where she lives. They're bringing teddy bears. They have signs, candles and everything, and they're praying for her. They basically consoling the family, helping the family out in this situation. And police have not mentioned if they located Patricia's remains, but that's what happened to Patricia. That's her story. But thank you for watching. Like, share, and subscribe. Bye, everyone.